This is what I want to ask for from you all, is I believe strongly in my heart that every one of us has so much more power than we actualize. I'm guilty of this myself. That sometimes we see this world, we get overwhelmed with all the challenges and the problems, and we allow our inability to do everything to undermine our determination to do something. I found myself, and you can tell me if this is me confessing to you, but I sometimes sit home at night and I get caught up in what I call a state of sedentary agitation, because I'm listening to Rachel talk to me, and I get so upset, and I'm like, somebody should do something about that. And then I realize, I'm a United States Senator. And my staff hates it when I watch Rachel, because I'm texting them and saying, hey, look, we need to introduce a bill. There should be a law. So I want all of us here to recognize our power. There's two things I want to leave you with. It's power and faith. And so the power idea is to understand that we all have, every one of us, a tremendous ability to make a difference. I went to write a book last year, and I didn't want to have, like, you know, I know Ben Carson. I didn't want to have a Ben Carson moment where people are challenging my stories, so I had to fact check everything. So I'm going back to fact check my life. Smart thing to do, and I'm like, all these stories I heard when I was growing up. You know, I heard the story of moving into Harrington Park, New Jersey, the Fair Housing Council. The way Ruth Porter helped us was they sent a white couple to go ahead behind my parents. We would find a house was sold, and the white couple would show up and find it was still for sale. And on the day of the closing of the house, where the white couple bid on the house, it was accepted, instead of my parents, who were told it was sold, on the day of the closing, my father didn't show up. This young lawyer showed up with my dad. And the two of them marched in, and the lawyer had this, my father said, a big civil rights speech ready to give the guy. He told the guy, you're caught violating the New Jersey fair housing law. But the lawyer couldn't get through his speech because the agent stands up, the real estate agent stands up and punches my father's lawyer in the face and then sigs a dog on my dad. And now the problem was is that every time my dad would tell the story as I was growing up, the dog would get bigger. And so I had to find out, you know, how big was the dog? My father, by the end, he was like, Corey, it wasn't a dog, it was a pack of wolves. And, you know, my dad would get mad at me. You know, I'd be sitting there in this nice big house, and he'd be like, you need to understand what I had to do to get you here. I had to fight a pack of wolves to get you in this house. Don't you dare walk around this house like you hit a triple, young man. You were born on third base. I had to hear all those stories. So I go back to fact check. I find Lee Porter, 90 years old, bring her to my office. I'm not exaggerating. I got on my knees before her. I've operated in my whole professional career in the light, name in the newspaper. She's doing this every single day without fanfare, without fame, without being on TV, but she still does it. Now she's not representing black families. She's representing gay and lesbian families. She's representing Muslim families trying to come in. She's like, look, tell me about the fight. How many wolves were there? And she says, tells me about the incident, and she goes, I go, well, I want to talk to the lawyer that was in that. She goes, no, I'm sorry, but Marty Freeman's dead. And it hurt me that this guy took a punch for my family, and I couldn't say thank you to him. And she saw I was down. She goes, well, listen, there's another lawyer named Arthur Lessman. Find him. He was one that organized all the lawyers. He was initially given your case file, Carrie and Carolyn Booker. Find him. So I call him up, and he's a retired judge. And I said, sir, I'm Cory Booker. I'm your United. I know who you are. And I'm like, and so I start talking to him about why he made these decisions. And so this is the amazing thing for me about power. You see, because I had 2013, I was elected to Senate. I got sworn in on a very auspicious day, Halloween. It was a special election, and I was sworn in. And right before I was sworn in, my parents took me to another humble hero. They said, before you're being sworn in, my mother took me to see the last thing I did was to see John Lewis. Wow. And so remember, this is the last thing I did as I was walking. Then we left John Lewis's office. I walked to Harry Reid's office, walked to the floor, sworn in by Joe Biden on Halloween. And so as I'm sitting talking to this man, Arthur Lessman, I want to know, well, why did you do what you did? Why, young lawyer, white lawyer, Christian lawyer, why would you suddenly run around supporting all these black families? Why would you do it? And he goes, look, it was a tough time in my career. I was just beginning. I had this business. But he goes, I remember the day that I made the decision. It was, and I thought he was going to say like December 12th. Or no. He goes, it was a Monday. And I go, why do you remember the day of the week? He goes, I remember the day of the week because the day before, I was sitting at home in my TV, and I was watching a bunch of people try to march across this bridge in Alabama called the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And I watched the way they were beaten and hurt. And I realized, I told my, on Monday, I said to my partner, we got to go to Alabama. And then we both laughed because we couldn't afford a ticket to Alabama. So then we decided that what we were going to do is we were going to do the best we could with what we had where we were. And we called up the Fair Housing Council and said, we'd like to take some cases. Now think about this for a second. This is the power of love. That a bunch of people on a bridge in Alabama in 1960s, their action leaps time and space. Changes the heart of someone in New Jersey, who then, through their work, changes generations yet unborn. I'm in the United States Senate right now because that power of individuals doing something, small actions, that can create a transformative chain of events that can change our country.